President Clinton said today that after 2 days of U.S. cruise missile attacks on Iraq, Saddam Hussein appears to be pulling his troops back from Kurdish areas in northern Iraq, at least for the time being. However, Saddam Hussein is openly defying the U.S. efforts to expand the southern no-fly zone to the 33rd parallel, just south of Baghdad. According to the Pentagon, the Iraqis attempted to fire a surface-to-air missile today at a U.S. F-16 monitoring the no-fly zone. Reacting to the threat, the U.S. fighter jet fired a missile at the Iraqi radar site, rendering it non-operational. Two Iraqi jets also challenged U.S. aircraft, but turned around before reaching the no-fly zone. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
U.S. cruise missiles continue to slam into his country's air defense systems, but Saddam Hussein can be happy about one thing. His troops seem to be following orders quite well. Yesterday, when it was announced that the no-fly zone would be expanded in the south, Saddam told his forces, ignore them and strike them. That's exactly what they tried to do today, according to Defense Secretary William Perry.
A radar from a SA-8 air defense system illuminated one of our planes, and we fired a HARM missile at that radar. The radar stopped illuminating after we fired the HARM.
The U.S. Air Force jet was flying inside the protected area, but the Iraqi radar was located just north of the southern no-fly zone. Perry said that under the rules of engagement, the U.S. is permitted to take out any radar system in Iraq that poses a threat to U.S. aircraft. But there were other problems in enforcing the expanded no-fly zone, which increased today by about 70 miles from the 32nd parallel to the 33rd. U.S. jets in southern Iraq were approached by Iraqi MiGs, although the MiGs turned back just before crossing the 33rd parallel. But Secretary Perry says he's not overly concerned about what happened today or what Saddam Hussein might try next.
I don't want to forecast what he is going to do. I can tell you that our operational forces, the coalition pilots in particular, are prepared for serious challenges and are confident, and I'm confident, that they can meet any serious challenges that may arise in the future. Challenges that have occurred today, I would not characterize as serious challenges.
One of the reasons that the Pentagon is confident is that 17 additional cruise missiles were launched at Iraqi air defenses from Navy ships and a U.S. submarine last night. This followed Monday's firing of 27 cruise missiles. The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Ralston, said the U.S. just wanted to make certain it hit the Iraqi air defense sites that were originally targeted Monday.
We felt that we had a very effective strike. But as you do the bomb damage assessment, sometimes other factors such as clouds get in the way. And if there was any doubt at all as to whether we reduced the effectiveness of his air defense system, we thought it prudent to go back with a restrike.
This second round targeted 4 sites that had already been targeted the day before. With a total of $58 million now spent on cruise missiles alone, Secretary Perry was asked whether this second strike meant the missiles were not functioning as they should.
The cruise missiles performed as we expected them to perform. They have a probable error of between 10 to 15 meters. Which is to say that if they were aimed at the center of this room, there's a better than even chance they will land somewhere in the room. Now, one of these classes of cruise missiles has a 2,000-pound warhead, and the other class has a 1,000-pound warhead. And there's very, very substantial damage at ranges of 10 to 15 meters from warheads of that size.
Perry said the fixed surface-to-air missile sites that the U.S. intended to hit have been sufficiently damaged. The radar that targeted the F-16 today, said Perry, was a mobile site. The secretary also pointed to some progress in terms of Iraqi action. More than half the MiGs, said Perry, which had been based south of the 33rd parallel, have been moved. And later, President Clinton pointed out that there was a general pullback or dispersal of Iraqi troops in the north.
There has been a withdrawal of the forces a dispersal of the forces, but it's too soon to say that this is permanent or that further action will not be taken. What we have done is to show that we are prepared to change the strategic realities that Saddam Hussein faces if he violates the United Nations prohibitions on either threatening his neighbors or repressing his own people. And I believe that we did the right thing. I think we had the right response, and I think it will have a good result. If it doesn't, we'll take the facts as they come.
And one of those facts, the Pentagon warns, is that while there is some movement in the north, 40,000 Iraqi troops remain, posing a very dangerous situation. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.